as we would worship, let's wait upon the Lord in expectation for receiving from him. He is our help.
Encourage that you take whatever posture you're feeling led to take in worship. We just want to re-emphasize that here. If you want to stand, stand. If you want to sit or kneel, we'll have people to pray with you later, but you know, even now, if you want to come up to the altar is always open. So just be intentional in this time of worship, leaning into the Lord. Emphasize that line, in his arms he'll take and shield thee, thou wilt find a solace there. Just take a moment to let the Lord show you how he has been your refuge and your shelter this far. Lord, remind us how you have protected us and how you have held us in your arms. Bring memories to our mind, or bless us with a picture. blessed Savior.
Blessed Savior, thou hast promised thou wilt all our burdens bear. May we ever, Lord, be bringing all to thee in earnest prayer.
Answer me, for I am poor and needy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Invite him into the broken spaces of your life. We welcome you, Jesus. All who are thirsty,
all who are thirsty.
cries out.
As deep cries out to deep. As deep cries out to deep. As deep cries out to deep.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Together in these moments. Up in the overflow, Dan will be up there for any who would desire prayer up there. I invite Jim and Joan, if they would come, I'll be up here as well. If there is need this morning, even as the Lord is moving and working in our hearts, we invite you to come. If there is nothing in particular that you have that you want to be bringing to the Lord, we're going to continue in worship. Worship team's going to lead us. And it's your place to be able to join in that in declaring the goodness of God, the one who makes a way, the one who brings blessing, that you can pray at your seat, you can intercede and just welcome the presence of the Lord declaring the truth. And so as you are in need and as you the Lord would lead you, I invite you to come. Do you want to just say one word as Leah shared about that place of safety? The word vulnerability also came to mind. And oftentimes we think of vulnerability as a bad thing. And there are places of vulnerability that we have been hurt. And the Lord would be present to bring healing in those places of vulnerability that have been places of hurt in the past. But I believe also that the Lord would like to flip the script on that word vulnerability. That vulnerability is not a bad word when it's in his presence. And many times vulnerability is needed where we, in the safety of his love, in the shelter of his wings, where we feel the place and the grace and the safety of the Lord's presence to open ourselves up to him. We were meant to be vulnerable before him. But so often in this broken world, vulnerability has caused pain and destruction and hurt. And the Lord wants to, I believe, flip the script on that to bring healing in the places of vulnerability that have been against us and used by the enemy and the world's brokenness in the past, and flip the script and say, vulnerability in the presence of the Lord is where he meets us. And so as we would go to worship, continue in worship, we invite you to come for prayer this morning if you are in need.
Working in this place, I will.
Thank you.
So we'll leave this space open for anyone who wants to linger in a time of prayer, for anyone who wants to, you know, come up to the altar or receive prayer from someone else, or if you just want to continue in worship. We'll leave the space and we'll continue. But then as you feel ready to go, you can just quietly leave and, you know, respect everyone else who was praying. And feel free to talk out in the entryway. But we'll just end on your own time when you feel you're at a good place. Just speak a blessing over you, that the Lord would bless you and keep you. He would make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Children and their children. children, may his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you. Face toward